Good morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Chodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ili honganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Hirai family, in memory of Mrs. Toyoko Hirai and Kei Yoshie Hirai. Our speaker this morning is Bishop Tatsuya Aoki, head of the Chodo Shinshu Buddhist Temples of Canada and resident minister of the Vancouver Buddhist Church. Good morning, Bishop Aoki.
Aloha from Vancouver, Canada. My name is Tatsuya Aoki. I am a resident minister at Vancouver Buddhist Temple in Canada. All temples in Canada are resuming in-person services and started other temple activities. Today's broadcasting marks my third year sharing Buddha Dharma with you in Hawaii. I feel the en or goen as Japanese term for interconnectedness with all the listeners. En is often translated and interpreted as causes and conditions, dependence, encounteredness. This can be better explained with the Japanese kanji character of en, and the left side of the character means threat. This may help you understanding the concept of the en, with many causes and conditions, which are like threat. We are connected to many things. With those many encountering, it is very opportunity to meet Buddhism and Chodo Shinshu. We sometimes take granted for what we all have. However, it was en that I am able to be here. I would like to share a quote from Taocho, who is one of seven masters in Pure Land Chodo Shinshu tradition. My wish is that those who have attained birth may lead those who come after them, and those who aspire for birth may follow their predecessors, thus following one after another endlessly and uninterruptedly until the boundless sea of birth and death is exhausted. This is one of my favorite passages, and it is relevant to the context of en. In April, we celebrated Shakyamuni Buddha's birthday that we call Hanamatsuri, or Kanbutsue, literally translated as Flower Festival. Each May, we are observing our special Gotan-e service. This is our celebration of the birth of Shinran Shonin in 1173. Shinran Shonin taught the simple essence of the Buddha Dharma, which is the Nembutsu teaching. This Nembutsu teaching became the foundation for our Chodo Shinshu Buddhist tradition. Shinran Shonin never once said that this was the best way to understand and live a Dharma life. He never said that everyone should walk the Nembutsu path. There are many wonderful Dharma paths. Shinran Shonin simply said that the Nembutsu path was the best way for himself. I think people were drawn to his honesty and his genuine humility. And in just being with him, people began to feel, maybe this is a good path for me too. I have always felt that this remains an essential reason why Buddhism is so worthy of our consideration. It is a tradition where real teachers of the Dharma would never say, follow me, I know the best way. Dharma teachers are enjoyed because of their ability to simply share their own appreciation for the Dharma themselves. And we are very fortunate to have a wonderful Dharma teachers in Hawaii, North America, Brazil, Canada, and around the world. I would like to share an episode regarding the story of Shinran Shonin's ordination and an incident which took place at the time of meeting years ago, when I was serving as a ministerial association chairman. I had traveled to San Francisco with Bishop of Canada to attend the World Jodo Shinshu Coordinating Council. This is an annual meeting with all the bishops from the overseas districts, Hawaii, Buddhist Churches of America, known as BCA, Brazil, and Canada, with our mother temple, Nishi Honganji in Kyoto. The meeting went very smoothly, and indeed, we were able to conclude the meeting before the scheduled time. Therefore, we had 2 hours to spare before dinner. Everyone wondered what we could do with this time. One of the bishops suggested we should watch a new DVD about Shinran Shonin. The Honganji had made an animated movie illustrating Shinran Shonin's life to mark his 750th commemorative service, which was held in 2011. There are a number of legends surrounding his life, one of which is a tale concerning his tonsure for ordination. When Shinran Shonin was told that the ceremony to initiate him into the monkhood would be held off until the next day because he arrived at the temple almost passing midnight, it is said that the young Shinran Shonin composed the following poem on the spot. Cherry blossoms that are felt to last till the morrow may well blown away during the night. We ministers know this story very well, and we were expecting to hear the animated Shinran Shonin recite this poem. However, just at this point in the story, the DVD froze. We waited 30 seconds, which stretched into several minutes, but the DVD would not restart. We tried a few things to get it started playing again, but nothing worked. In the end, we gave up. And ministers and bishops, we all said, let's watch the rest tomorrow. Mata ashita mimashou. Needless to say, this was a joke, which pointed to the irony of our comment in this situation. Shinran's poem expresses how impermanent the world is. We always assume that there will be a tomorrow or next day. However, in reality, there may not be. Indeed, the next day, we were not able to watch the rest of the movie due to the meeting agendas. We actually forgot we were supposed to watch the movie again. We all live such busy and hectic lives. After COVID restrictions are lifted, our days are filled with more places to be and things to do than ever before. I am sure you see more tourists coming back to Hawaii. It is same in Vancouver. In our wonderful lives, we tend to take for granted all too easily all that we have, and take for granted especially the people we love. We must appreciate what we have when we have it, as there may not be another time to do so. It is a reminder for me to take a moment to realize this precious time I am able to live. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu.
Thank you, Bishop Aoki, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.muiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, May 1st, Muiliili's Sunday service is canceled due to the State Dharma School gathering. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Hirai family, and our speaker, Bishop Aoki of Vancouver Buddhist Temple. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Shindo Nishiyama of Chikoen Honganji Mission. Namo Amida Butsu.